Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
I don't understand the
said, I blow her mind. The girl is mine.
The doggone girl is mine.
Don't waste your time.
Because the doggone girl is mine.
She's mine.
She's mine.
No, no, no.
We're not gonna fight about this, okay?
Paul, I think I told you. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I've heard it all before, Michael. She told me that I'm her forever lover, you know, don't you remember?
Well, after loving me, she said she couldn't love another.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, she said it. You keep dreaming.
I don't believe.
Inside Money Monday, GM Hyman Radio Live. Happy Halloween. One may say happy Harvest Festival. That just sounds so cornball. I've never grown up saying happy Harvest Festival. It's happy Halloween, but I really don't celebrate Halloween. A bunch of weirdos, in my opinion, although I used to be one of them. I thought it was fun and all of that. Had an opportunity to watch a couple of programs, as I was mentioning. I thought the Today Show had the best Halloween costumes. They were dressed up as the royal family. Nevertheless, be safe out there. Check all the candy that you get for your kids. Everybody's not in their right mind, and some people will hurt your children. 917-889-3926. So you are inside Money Monday. I'm your dude, T. Muhammad, coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. Hey, excuse us. We were off Friday. Turnaround was off again last night. Yo, we were, like, working. And personally, I'm just, like, freaking tired. But we're back tonight. And, again, I'm coming to you live out of Tampa. CeeLo coming to you live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. CeeLo, are you with me? Welcome to the show. Not yet. Okay, stand by. We're working on it. Happy Halloween, everybody. We were off Friday and Sunday. Back at you tonight. CNN is reporting that President Barack Obama passed his recent physical in excellent condition, according to the White House physician, Dr. Jeff, looks like Coleman. The physical, the president's first since February 2010, was conducted last week. It included testing for a colon and prostate cancer along with diabetes. All were negative. Go, Mr. President. That's what's good. As well as measurements for his blood pressure and vision, all really checking out A-OK. The president's 50 years old, everybody, just in case you did not know. 50 and continues to have uncorrected 20/20 vision. So, good for you, Mr. Obama, who earlier in his administration categorized himself as a former smoker, but started, you know, smoking all over again. Is in good health. So, good for you, Mr. President. Big up to Barack Obama checking in A-OK in the physical health department. And ask yourself, are you okay? When was the last time you tried to do a 50-yard dash? Did a 50-yard dash almost take you out? That means that you probably need to put it down. Do some jumping jacks. Help yourself out. Eating right, exercise, even if it's just walking around a building, it all helps. It's a good thing.
Right.
All the way live from Charlotte. Give it up.
Yeah.
CeeLo, welcome to the show.
Oh, you can hear my comments?
You're on now.
Oh, okay.
We could not hear your comments earlier, thank God, I'm sure.
Oh, well, maybe not. Yeah, probably so.
Welcome to the show. What's good? We were off Friday and Sunday, but we're back. Although we're only back for an hour tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Only back for an hour tonight, but we are back. All the way live from Newark, Delaware. Give it up for Toya. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
What's up,
Toya? Hey.
Happy birthday, CeeLo.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. TM, hey, what's going on with you?
Hey, like, extremely out of it, tired. Happy birthday, Madam Boston.
Thank you, Mr. Hyman.
Is it harvest? Is it harvest festival to you all, or is it Halloween?
It's Halloween.
Either one for me.
There's always been a Halloween for me, never harvest festival. So as a harvest festival or Halloween baby, CeeLo, how upside down has this been as a birthday and a holiday for you all your life?
I've always disliked it, but liked it at the same time. Yeah. Like
what? Why did you dislike?
Not a lot of people were born on Halloween. And, you know, of course people thought I was weird because I was born on Halloween. And I was born on Black Sunday. And my mother was in labor for 13 hours.
Wow.
You're right. And, so it was really interesting, though. But I didn't like it because, you know, there was so much other stuff going on, like trick-or-treating, and I didn't go trick-or-treating. I was too grown for that. That was a kid thing. And I only wore a costume one time.
So what do you like about it?
That it's my birthday. That I was even born. Because, like, I could have... You know, my cousin used to scare me with this witch thing that it was for Halloween, and it was like one of those motion, it would laugh if it felt motion, and they put it by the toilet every Halloween. I'm telling you, it's not funny, but it's funny. Yeah.
Unbelievable. CeeLo's birthday today, everybody. Happy birthday to Madam Boston on this Halloween or harvest festival day. That still sounds crazy weird to me. Hey, hit us up, 917-889-3926. Tell Madam Boston happy birthday inside Money Monday, everybody. You said you're stopping past, so you're hitting the streets, right? Hey, how was Friday night? There was a party Friday night, right?
Okay, the party Friday night was hilarious. I didn't dance, but I will say that we kept getting flashed wherever we were sitting. And
flashed? What do you mean? What do you mean?
Okay, first of all, I don't know what's wrong with these young girls these days. I'm so serious. Like, I know when we were younger, we were not retarded. So serious. They had like this VIP section. You know how they put the rope up, right? Like the movie theater rope. Okay, so I should understand keeping it up if you're going to stay in there. But if you keep going back and forth, take the ish down. Just take it down, right? No, they want to climb over it. It did not matter what size they were. All of them had on mini skirts. Nobody had on drawers. I'm trying to tell you that we kept getting flashed the entire night.
Wow, that's a pretty interesting visual right there. Folks, you are inside Money Monday with Madam CeeLo Boston. It's her birthday, everybody. It's Monday, October 31st, Halloween, even
Let me finish this, though. Listen.
Hey. Hey, no. I'm not even sure. Go ahead, go ahead. It's your birthday. Okay, go ahead.
So, all right. First of all, when I get in there, the people that were meeting me there were sitting at a reserved table, right? Mind you, I had been contacted to have my name put on the flyer. Fine. So I go sit in this reserved section that my friends were already sitting in. I'm thinking, since they had asked about a list, that's where they were supposed to be sitting. Cool. I have a seat. We're chilling for a minute. Little chick comes over. You guys can sit here until the people whose table this is comes in. I'm like, all right, cool, fine. She's like, well, you can sit over there. She points over to these VIP sections, right, which is roped off. It's these little, it's pretty much like a booth, a decorated booth. Okay. I'm like, all right, cool. She says, you just got to buy a bottle. Mind you, I don't drink. I stopped drinking, right?
Good
for
you.
I'm like, okay. Uh-huh. What? Yeah, I stopped drinking last year. But, well, thank you. But, so I'm thinking, all right, but my friends are out here with me. It's a, you know, it's a nice amount of us. So I was like, you know what? I don't care. Like, you know, I don't mind paying maybe $50 for a full bottle, right? Something nice. No. They wanted $200. I was like, they said for a bottle of liquor. I mean, like Grey Goose, a bottle of Ciroc. Who the hell is paying $200 for Ciroc?
Somebody.
Not
that's why they're charging
it. I don't care if I had $1 million in $1 bills in my pocket, homeboy. I'm not paying $200 for no bottle I could buy at the liquor store for way less.
That's
not
true,
worth
though.
It.
There's a lot of people that's buying bottles in the club every
right,
Thursday,
you know,
Friday, Saturday night.
Look, let me tell you something. I didn't turn 35 to be retarded. That's stupid to me, right? So, okay, fine, whatever. But they tell me this after we're all seated. Again, after they told us to come sit over there. Then they talk about the bottle. Okay, so then they go down to $150. So then CeeLo says, you know what? I'm going to try to negotiate with them. There's two people with me that don't drink like that. They've already gotten their drink. I say to the lady, how about everybody give you $10, and they're drinking anyway, so let them buy what they're going to buy. I said, I don't drink. You're not going to force me to buy a bottle of liquor. She says, okay, cool, if everybody spends $20. I can't guarantee, I can't count with nobody. It was in somebody's pocket. Who does that? So
you
I told her I said, have
hold the rest of that. We'll be right back. We're inside Money Monday. It's 10:19. CeeLo is upset about the bottle. She's upset about the bottle. And we're going on and on and on about the bottle. We'll be back. Happy birthday, Madam Boston. Happy birthday, Madam Boston.
My chick bad. My chick could. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad. My chick could. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad. Bad, bad, danger. My chick bad. Bad, bad, danger. My chick bad. Bad, bad, danger. My chick bad. Bad, bad, danger.
I'm saying my chick bad. My chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, badder than yours. My chick do stuff that I can't even put in words. Her swagger don't stop, her body won't quit. So pull pipe down, you ain't talking about shit. My chick bad, tell me if you seen her. She always bring the racket like Venus and Serena. All white top, all white belt, and all white jeans, body looking like milk. No time for games, she's full grown. My chick bad, tell your chick to go home.
My chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger.
Now Now your girl might be sick, but my girl sicker. She riding that dick and she handles her liquor. I'll knock a bitch out and fight. Coming out swinging like Tiger Woods' wife. She could get a little hasty. Chicks better cover up their chest like pasty. Couple girlfriends and they all a little crazy. Coming down the street like a parade. Macy. I fill her up. Balloon. Test her and guns get drawn like cartoons. But I ain't talking about Homer. Chick so bad the whole crew on the phone.
My chick bad. My chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad.
And I'm loving.
My chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad. Baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad. Baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad. Baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad.
Now will these bitches wanna try and be my bestie? But I take a left and leave them hanging like a testy. Trash cow to them, then I put them in a hefty. Running down the board, I'm dunking on them, Lisa Lexley. It's going down, basement, Friday the 13th. Guess who's playing Jason? Tuck yourself in, you better hold on to your teddy. It's Nightmare on Elm Street, and guess who's playing Freddy? Chef cooking for me. They say my shoe came crazy. The mental asylum looking for me. You a rookie to me. I'm in that wham bam, verbal bam bam. Bitch, you in a band.
My chick bad.
Don't get scared
my
now.
Good. My chick do stuff. Disturbing that your chick wish she could. My chick bad.
What?
My chick hood.
What?
My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could.
My
chick bad. Baddy, baddy, danger. My chick bad. Baddy, baddy, danger. My chick bad. Baddy, baddy. I'm hyped up, Pimple.
He flies down the pole
like a certified stripper.
When we all alone,
I'm hyped up, Pimple.
He flies down the pole
like a certified stripper.
When we all alone,
I'm hyped up, Pimple.
He flies down the pole
like a certified stripper.
When we all alone,
I'm hyped up, Pimple.
He flies down the pole
like a certified stripper. Kind
of
like that.
CM Hyman Radio Live. What's good, everybody? Inside Money Monday, 917-889-3926. All the way live from Chesapeake, VA. Give it up for Domare. Welcome to the show.
All right, all right, all right. Good evening, everybody. How's everyone? Bony Nachos.
We good. Madam Boston's birthday. Happy birthday. To Madam. Now, I'm trying to understand. It was clearly the price of the bottle that had you upset.
Excuse me. That's not what had me upset. Because I received a message. Because, okay, first of all, the two friends that got there first apparently asked about a list. I was never told about a list. So when she called me and was like, do you have a list? And I'm like, no, I don't know anything about it. I sent a message to the promoter who had contacted me in the first place to come there and had me on the flyer and all that, right? So I sent him a message, like, is there a list? He said, yeah, five get in free, $10 per person for VIP. That's what the message said.
Okay.
So, right. So that's what I know. So to get there and then be told that we have to pay $200 for a bottle to sit in a place that you told me we could pay $10 a piece to be in. So I offered the lady exactly what he had said to me. You know what I'm saying? So, and she didn't agree with that. She only would agree with it if everyone spent $20 on top of that. So that's pretty much like $30 a person.
Did you spend it or did you leave?
I told her, give me 10 minutes because you're not going to escort me from here.
So did you spend it or did you leave?
I didn't leave the place. I left the space.
The area. The VIP area.
Yeah. It was still in the same. It wasn't like it was blocked off from anything. It was a road in front of a booth. Right. But it was cool because I found another spot to sit at and then we got flashed all night. I mean, you know.
It worked out for you.
Well,
hey, 917-889-3926. Happy birthday to Madam CeeLo Boston, everybody. She got it cracking good fashion Friday night. Tonight is the night, though. So what you got going on tonight? What are you doing for your birthday tonight?
I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to sleep as soon as we get off air.
So you're tired. You batted in all weekend.
Cheesecake sampler. Look, I got a cheesecake sampler and got me a candle and lit it. Coops sung me happy birthday while the candle was burning. Made my wish and ate my cheesecake.
Oh.
What?
That's what's good. What's good.
It was a sampler that was four different types. It was great. I had some left, but I ate some. It was good. Yeah. But thank you for the wishes, guys. Really appreciate it.
1026, everybody. I know, absolutely.
Herman Cain.
34 minutes left in the show. Only going for an hour tonight, folks. You said something about Herman Cain.
Yes. Can we please talk about Herman Cain? I don't know if you've been watching the news, but Mr. Herman Cain.
Herman Cain sucks.
Yeah. Well, hold on. First of all, the fact that today, they come up, well, I don't even know about today, but they come up with allegations that he was charged or, no, excuse me, accused of sexual harassment two separate times and that there was a settlement paid out in each one. So he says that maybe the lady thought he was, he said in one instance that maybe the lady thought that he was too close to her because he put his hand to his chin above her head, right, and said, oh, you're the same height as my wife. He said maybe she thought that was too close. I'm like, first of all, if you've been accused of sexual harassment and it's in the public, oh, you know about it. It don't just go to the public. It comes to you first. Like, how is he going to get out of this one? I mean, he's denying it to the fullest, but then kind of agreeing with it at the same time. It's like he's denying both, though. Anyway.
Herman Cain, I don't have a positive comment.
Herman Cain,
I'm just not going to give any comment. I just think it's like crazy right now. I think the landscape is crazy.
Hell in a handbasket. He's going to political hell in a handbasket. I'm telling you.
Don't vote for Herman Cain.
Man, listen. This is his own reality show. And speaking of reality shows, y'all hear that bull crap? Kim Kardashian is getting a divorce from Chris Humphries after 72 days of marriage.
Are they getting a divorce? Are you serious?
Yes, sir.
Are you serious?
What? Entertainment and national news? They pushed the button. I'm trying to tell
that.
Wait a minute.
That was funny. Wait a minute. Are you serious? I'm like, are you serious? Let's go.
So,
wow.
All right. So, 72 days of marriage. Chris Humphries, yes, and Kim Kardashian. Getting a divorce after 72 days of marriage. Now, this is the thing, though. $1.8 million or whatever just from getting married because they sold pictures to, you know, magazines and all that crap. You know, and y'all also have to keep in mind that they didn't pay for any of that wedding stuff. They didn't pay for the ring. They didn't pay for any of that crap. It was all sponsored stuff. It's like that movie. Remember, I don't know, I can't think of the name of it, with Demi Moore and the other guy. And they played the family that they marketed everything. And the neighbors kept trying to keep up with, was it Keeping Up with the Joneses? Oh, man. Y'all got to check that movie out. But, yo, it's just like that.
That's pretty bonkers.
Yeah, and then so the thing is that they said that Kim went to see a lawyer about 10 weeks ago.
10?
So it's like 10, right. Why it was broken down that way, I haven't slighted.
That was right after the wedding.
Right. Now, this is the thing, too, that they say she's been doing a lot of appearances by herself. He's never at the appearances. He went home to his family, and while she was, you know, hosting Halloween parties and such. So everybody's like, where's your husband? Why aren't, and, you know, and he's not there. And so, but she has to travel. That's how she makes her money. Hosting parties. She's not good at anything but being pretty.
Hey, we're going to pause for the calls, everybody. We'll be right back. This is 15 Koi, that dude Fame out of NYC, CeeLo with Entertainment and National News, live out of Charlotte. Happy Halloween. Happy Harvest Festival, whatever it is.
Happy birthday.
We'll be back. Happy birthday. We'll be back. 10:31.
Ego on swole, money obese, Bentley on spur, girls on me, them boys what it is, I'm what it's gonna be, you staring at the future, ESP, the space starts deep, so the tab gonna be high, bottles on deck, make your baby say ah, standing on your couches, screaming we up in this, soul for the night is, I ain't trying to remember, stumbling my sentences, telling chicks they haven't seen, from the look I estimate, I'm indefinite, mileage make the best of it, bring your friend too, and y'all can share this deep, cause that's what friends do. Alcohol sparkles all the time. You ain't shining in the club cause your table next to mine. And it's the type of attitude that get them all the time. Cause they all love a young getting this shine.
Yeah, I can make you.
I can make you fall in love.
I can't tell with all of these girlies on me. I'm so turned up, shirt off, showing off tattoos. Every single last one they want read. Now that's my call.
Pop some bottles in the club.
That's my call.
Making models fall in love.
That's my call. And the party don't stop. I spend this money, grab some juices, and I'm out. Take a big stop sweating me. We don't do the ball, VIP escort. We don't hear y'all. Say it with your chest more. Supposed to be hard. What you need a vest for? Get his head, tear your motherfucking chest off. Why every hating ass always gotta make it something? And the shit be over nothing. Swear you motherfucker something. So I come with the assumption. Reason you huffing and puffing. Cause the chick that you be loving be on my dick and she cuffing. She should give me $20. Give me $20. Can't see I'm the truth or just your motherfucker. Eyelids. Excuse me, little nigga, but this section here private. Now take your fly ass out my muff cockpit. Only room for space stars and couple bad. And we ain't got no time for a bunch of mad. Man, just give up your female. Save me all the details. You ain't trying to lose, nigga. You
yeah,
ain't acting like
you
feel.
I can make you fall in love with me.
Can't tell with all of these girlies on me. I'm so turned up, shirt off, showing off tattoos. Every single last one they want to read. Now that's my call.
Popping bottles in the club.
That's my call.
Making models fall in love.
That's my call. And the party don't stop. I spend this money, grab some juices, and I'm out. Take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me.
Boy, Fame. The Fame way. Come right.
to one coin, and then that coin leads to another coin. Next thing you know, we all coin in this. Face off.
Drake headlines inside Money Monday. 1036 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926.
Might be too strung out on compliments, overdose on confidence. Started not to give a fuck and stop fearing the consequence. Drinking every night because we drink to my accomplishments. Faded way too long, I'm floating in and out of consciousness. And they saying I'm back, I'd agree with that. I just take my time with all this shit, I still believe in that. I had someone tell me I fell off, ooh, I needed that. And they wanna see me pick back up, well, where'd I leave it at? I know I exaggerated things, now I got it like that. Tuck my napkin in my shirt, cause I'm just mobbing like that. You know good and well that you don't want a problem like that. You gon' make someone around me catch a body like that. No, don't do it. Please don't do it. Cause one of us goes in and we all go through it. And Drizzy got the money, so Drizzy gon' pay it. Those my brothers, I ain't even gotta say it. That's just something they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. On the rise, fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, I be yelling out money over everything, money on my mind. Then she wanna ask when it got so empty. Tell her I apologize, happened over time. She says they miss the old Drake, girl, don't tempt me. If they don't get it, they'll be over you. That new shit that you got is overdue. You better do what you're supposed to do. I'm like, why I gotta be all that? But still I can't deny the fact that it's true. Listen to you expressing all them feelings. Soap opera rappers, all these niggas sound like all my children. And that's who you thinking is about to come and make a killing. I guess it really is just me, myself, and all my millions. You know that they ain't even got it like that. You gon' hype me up and make me catch a body like that. Cause I live for this, it isn't just a hobby like that. When they get my shit and play it, I ain't even gotta say it. They know.
They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know.
Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know.
They know, they know, they know.
Radio Live. Thanks for joining us. You just heard the new one from Jimmy off of Degrassi soundtrack.
You guys remember when Drake played Jimmy on Degrassi? That's a new one from our underground artist, Jimmy.
Hey,
thanks for joining us.
That's funny.
This Halloween Monday.
Oh, shout out to Drake, though. He's doing big things. He went from playing on Degrassi, the team show, you know, the injured basketball player, to doing big things with Young Money, Cash Money. I'm not mad at him.
But I think he's going to be leaving them soon. But I think because of that. Amazing. You're the greatest in the world. You know that? Did I tell you I loved you today?
He's going to be going where? I think that's just a rumor that he was unhappy. I don't think he's going anywhere. Where do you think he's going?
Khaled.
Hmm.
That's a good, because that's a Khaled is a good producer for Drake.
Well, isn't Khaled on Young Money, Cash Money too? I mean,
yes.
Khaled. Huh?
Yeah.
Khaled is with YMCBMSNOOPABC.
No. Khaled is
not.
Not
the alphabet group. Yeah, Khaled is with YMCB.
When did he leave YMCB? MCBCCBB. When did
Khaled
he leave?
Never on Young Money.
Okay. Not when he announced it on 106 in Park? What are you talking about?
No.
What you mean, though?
I mean, maybe Maybach, but I don't know.
Right. Okay, no. No, this is what I want to say real quick before we go off on a tangent about them, all them letters. I want to say kids are not supposed to see grown people dressed up, grown men dressed up as women is inappropriate. I just wanted to throw that out there. I know it's not Friday night, freestyle cypher. I know it's not. But for most of
the world, you know what?
Don't pay your money to send your kids to see grown people dressed, cross-dressing. It's not
what
a problem.
Halloween. I'm sure they're saying that tonight.
Okay, what show are you talking about?
What do you mean? What are you talking about? What is that?
I went on a field trip with the first graders to go see a play at Willard Hall here in Portsmouth, Virginia, called the Junior B. Jones play, My personal beeswax, or my something personal beeswax. Needless to say, as we were sitting there watching the play, you have the bus driver who's a man, and this other and then there's another guy who plays like a student. But then all of a sudden they come out dressed up in children outfits, and I'm like, well, what in the blue blazes pineapples? Because you know, this is like, these are kids. It's a time and place for everything. I'm not saying Madea don't, I mean, Tyler Perry don't just about Madea, but adults see that. You see that in your home. You just don't spring it on kids like, wow, why they couldn't get women to play these same roles as opposed to, you know what I'm saying? Then you're going to have kids asking questions like my daughter did. That was definitely on the top of her tongue when she came home from school. But you have kids who ask questions. Hold on. You have kids who ask the parents questions. And you got kids who go ask the questions whose parents not ready to address the situation. And then you got them kids who not going to ask at all, and then they just going to start make up their own assumptions and opinions and things. I'm just saying, for me, another parent, and also the teacher of my child's class, we all thought it was very inappropriate, and we weren't like we were sitting together talking about it. I mean, we talked about it at different times, and we all had the same view on it. It was like, you know, for that age range, it just wasn't appropriate. That was my soapbox. Thank you, world, for listening.
Y'all didn't know what y'all was. You didn't have a clue as to what you were going to see?
No, not at all. The kids read the book. We know Junior B. Jones from the book in which the kids read in class, but it was how the play was acted out as far as they could have. In our opinion, we felt like they could have chose women to play the same role that those men had to cross-dress for.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
So they were trying to cut costs, okay? You can't be mad at those people for putting together a low-budget class.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Hire a woman. A woman can be a bus driver. She can be a cafeteria lady. She can be a cheerleader.
A man dressed up as a cafeteria leader. It was funny when Cedric the Entertainer was on his variety show talking about Ain't No More Cone. Everybody was asking that, but now he is going to see a man dressed up as a woman.
An auditorium full of children watching Cedric the Entertainer either.
What about
so I hear what you're saying, but I'm saying it's a time and place for everything, and that won't be the appropriate time and place. Like
what
I said.
The time? where women weren't allowed to act at all, where men played all the roles, period. I mean, the thing
that
is...
That was back in Shakespeare, man.
No, Shakespeare, indeed.
In the Harlem Renaissance. What are you talking about?
Okay, nothing. Never mind. All right, yeah.
Okay, I said that was my soapbox. That was my point.
Money.
I'm not asking you to agree with me. I just said
money,
that was
money.
My... I'm not saying men, it's not done. It's just, I'm just saying, it's a time and place for everything. And when you, the Cedric the Entertainer example to me was for adults, not for pre-K, kindergarten, and first graders to sit there and watch. Because at that point in time, I don't think the cross-dressing conversation has been had. Though the sex talk may have begun, in my mind, I just think it's just a little bit too soon, too much. But again, I'm not asking anybody to agree with me. That was just my plight. And if I can't
answer those calls, I respect that. No, I mean, I think it did come off a little strong, but I appreciate, you know, the clarification. But I'm a little baffled though. I'm a little confused as to how adults could actually take kindergartners and first graders to something and have them exposed, and you not have a clue yourself. I'm like who recommended this play for the kids? I mean, you know, what was the purpose? Like, did we not do research? Did we just go to the next play that was available at the theater? I mean, like, what was the relevance of this particular play?
Tony B. Jones books and plays, they have them all the time for kids. I'm quite sure the school did not know that it was men playing different roles in the play. That's just what it is. My daughter is going to see two, Junie. She's seen two of those plays, and they haven't had men playing women. It just happened to be at that particular venue, that particular show. I'm quite sure
you
know about
it.
Okay, got it.
So
got
it's
it.
Not something that's all the time with all the shows that they have for those books.
Right.
Okay.
I'm just saying here in Port, that's why I specifically said Portsmouth, Virginia. I don't know what's
got
going
it.
On anywhere else.
Makes sense.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me clarify and speak on Money Mondays. I appreciate it. You know, I hope that adds some value to your pocket.
Save on that show.
You know what? So sometimes you just let people go out there willy-nilly and see things for themselves. Like, you could have told me I could have saved my money. I think it's a saving tip. Hello, what you think, Ms. Finance? Saving? No? Pineapple?
No. And if it's men playing women, oh well. You just have to talk about it afterwards.
That's fun. Pineapples.
Pineapples, I mean, okay.
Pineapples. Happy birthday, Madam CeeLo Boston.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Harvest Festival. Madam Boston may have already slipped off. She said she was about to get comfy.
I'm still with
you. Oh, you still with us, Boston. All right. Just a little under 7 minutes left in the show. Tonight has flown past again. We took a break Friday, Sunday. We right back at you. Here's Law, Pot of Gold, before we get out of here. I don't think we played this too many times, but Pot of Gold, Law, out of VA. We'll be right back here inside Money Monday with Madam CeeLo Boston.
Happy birthday.
On Halloween.
Happy birthday.
Halloween birthday.
Happy birthday.
Low pot of gold. We'll be back.
I'm gonna tell you. Pot Ogo.
Yo, you said you didn't drink no more. It sounds like you're drinking.
I'm not. I'm eating honey roasted almonds. I'm not drinking.
Sound a little nice over there.
I've been drinking green tea.
Green tea.
Yeah. Arizona green tea.
I was going to say green tea is really not that good.
It is. With the ginseng and honey.
Depends on who makes the green tea.
Arizona. It's the Arizona kind. Arizona green tea with ginseng and honey.
Okay, that's in that green, the green can.
Subi honey in it.
Got it. Got it.
99 cent a can.
Yeah. Have you seen those in a plastic bottle?
I would have paid $200 for a year's supply of green tea.
$200 for a year's supply?
Yeah.
You got them stacked up in the crib already?
Well, usually. I've been slacking on my pimping lately, so, you know. I haven't filled up on the green tea. I gotta build my collection back up. It's coming. Slowly but surely. Yeah. Good deal. Oh, look, great news, right? So Creative Strikes is officially registered in North Carolina. So isn't that dope? That is so awesome. Thanks. Congratulations.
That is pretty good.
Yeah.
That is pretty good. Congratulations. That's been a long time of coming. And for those folks who may not know what Creative Strikes is, do you care to expound?
No, not tonight. But look, you can look me up on Facebook. I have a Creative Strikes page, and it's in development. But, you know, this development company is a consulting company. And, yeah, creative direction and so forth. Yeah.
And so forth.
Yeah, exactly. It's dope, though. Yeah.
It's dope, though.
Yeah. Exactly. Look, there we go. That's the slogan for it. It's dope, though. Thank you, Mr. Huffman.
Print it.
I'll give you 2%. There you go.
2%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll give that to charity.
Exactly. See, look how that works out.
Yeah, absolutely.
And whoever wants to donate, just hit us up. CM Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com. Yeah, that's what it's about.
Hey, I've been trying to spin a record like for the last, 3 minutes. It's not working. So we just going to talk it out. And, meet you back here on Wednesday at 10 p.m. On the same Bat channel.
Yay.
Toya, yes. You are quiet up there in New Buck, Delaware.
I'm just flipping through the channels, and Wiz Khalifa, is he like 77 pounds? I think he's the same size as my daughter. I don't understand.
You are hilarious.
Why is like a size zero in women? Like, that doesn't make sense. And then
Amber
is
saying
basketball wives. And this drama queen's on here crying, talking about, I can't believe I just ate pork. They told me it was chicken. Really? It's a whole roasted pig sitting over there at the table. You thought that was chicken? I can't. I don't understand what they put on TV anymore. I'm going to pitch my own show because this is just too much. Like, you're crying over, you thought you ate chicken, and it's a whole roasted pig. You know, the whole pig, and you're in Hawaii. Yeah, they eat a lot of chicken. What the hell are you talking about?
That's what we eat is pork, right?
Yes. It's the whole pig laying on the table, and you're telling me you thought you ate chicken. Stop. I can't take these.
Okay, chicken doesn't even smell like pork.
That's why I'm quiet, because I'm looking at the dum-dums on TV.
Unbelievable.
Be a blessing.
Believe, achieve, and maximize the opportunity, my friends. Wow. Unbelievable. Check us back Wednesday, 10 p.m., right here at TM Hyman Radio Live. Happy birthday to Madam CeeLo Boston. Hey, be safe out there. Check the kids' candy. Don't let them just start, opening up the candy, eating it without checking it out.
That's crazy.
There are people out there that will hurt your children.
Apparent reason, right.
No doubt. Hey, we're back Wednesday, 10 p.m., everybody. Thanks for rocking with us. TM Hyman Radio Live. Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
Good night.
Ladies.